Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, that's WCB style, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Welcome back to the Paddle and Fin Podcast Network. We're brought to you by Pelican Built Tough. For all situations, go to pelican.com. Yak Gadget. For all your fine kayak fishing accessory needs, go to yakgadget.com. Eastport Marina on the beautiful shores of Dale Hollow Lake. For all your lodging, kayaking, and fishing needs, go to eastport.info. Now let's get this show started. What's going on, Facebook Live, YouTube podcast listeners from around the world? You'd be surprised at some of the countries we get listened to. And
well, I mean, I'm listening.
Jay Randall's in the house, dude. Like, what? It's been months since we've been in the same room as each other. Yeah. Doing one of these things.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You were on the way.
Yeah.
So I had to stop through.
Jay Randall is in town from Tennessee. And I want to throw this out there. If anybody's listening and you're in Tennessee, please reach out to Jay Randall and take him fishing. He's been slacking. We fished last night on the water. He failed miserably at hook sets. But we did get him to land a couple of fish. So that was good. But it's good to see old Dimples in the house here.
Oh, shucks.
Man, we're big stuff this week. Drew released the Sholey with Crescent. That's been a hot commodity. I know we got a show coming up with him. I know the guys on the Final Cast just did an interview with Jameson Redding on the NAR. That's getting released soon, so be on the lookout for that stuff. Drew, back-to-back, first back-to-back bass kayak winner. So huge shout-out to Drew Gregory on that.
Start calling him the horseshoe.
Yeah, he's definitely got a horseshoe, that's for sure, man. ICAST is around the corner. Looking forward to that. I'm going to be doing some really cool stuff down there. A lot of podcasts between some of the companies I work with and some other folks. So a lot of live stuff coming out of ICAST coming up in the middle of July. Get ready for that. Anything else? Of course not. Let's get our good friend, Mr. Jeff Hepp, a.k.a. Fish the 50, in the house. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing awesome, guys. How are you?
It's good to see you, man. Good. It's a long time to see, bro.
Yeah, it's been like, what, 5 days now? Yes. Something like that.
Something like that. If you guys read the show description, Jeff was just out here in my neck of the woods. He actually stopped through on his way back from Iowa. He's from Ohio.
let's do this, man. Why don't you give us a little background on you and what you do and what's Fish the 50, and then we'll spin off of that, my friend.
Okay. Yeah, so my name's Jeff Hepp. I have an Instagram page that I just go Fish the 50. So I'm a veteran on a mission to catch fish in every state, basically. So yeah, after my deployment, I just wanted to see the country, and that's what I've been doing, and just hang out with people and fish a lot. So life's pretty good. And I just checked off three more, just hit number 34 with you. So you're up to speed, man.
Well, I mean, we kind of had a conversation about that when you were out here, right? And leading up to that, like, how many states have we caught fish together in?
I mean, I know Tennessee twice, and then Indiana, Michigan, Illinois, and Wisconsin, and I think that's it. So that's five. I think. Yeah.
I couldn't remember if it was five or six. I was trying to think of what six would have been, but.
Six would have been Ohio at the Maumee probably, but yeah, I don't think we got it in.
Our man Sturgeon Steve Carroll says, "I hope you have Idaho still on the list."
I do. I got a buddy that I work with out there, and last time I was out there, I just drove through it. I didn't have time. My brother lives out near Seattle, and we took a trip out that way. But I just didn't have time to fish it last time I was out. And there's this guy at work, he just sends me all these pictures of these guys ice fishing on some lake out there, which he's like jumbo perch. He's like, man, you got to get out here. You got to get out here. And I forget the name of the lake, but yeah. And then there's another guy I bought some baits from, called the Pike Supremacist. He paints up baits and stuff. So he's out in Idaho. So yeah, I want to get out there. Yeah, it's beautiful country.
If you want to go catch like a 6 to 8 foot fish, sturgeon, Steve's the man to do it. He's saying Cascade. I'm assuming that's the lake.
The Perch Lake, maybe?
Yeah.
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 Sounds familiar. Yep. So,
super cool, man. Well, I mean, what kind of led you to start chasing this goal of catching a fish in all 50 states?
Well, when I got back from my deployment, I went on a offshore trip down at Cape Canaveral where my parents are at, and caught a 50 inch wahoo. And after that, I was just like, oh man, I really like this fishing thing. And cause I didn't fish growing up. And so I started doing that. And then, you know, a couple years later, I went on a trip with my father-in-law to Cave Run Lake in Kentucky, and that was state number five. And I was kind of like, well, that's 5 out of 50. And then, like, I couldn't let go of it, so I just kept going. And my wife and I and family, we travel all the time. Like, we'll travel for any reason or no reason at all. So, that's kind of our lifestyle. So I just started packing a rod wherever I went. I mean, it's kind of evolved from there and gotten more serious because I do some bigger trips now. But yeah, it's basically just like I love seeing the country, and I'm pursuing happiness in life. You know, I'm just loving it. So,
well, and it's super cool too, because when you guys got in town here, you guys were staying at a campground, like, I don't know, 10 minutes from the house. And I had the podcast last Thursday, and I was like, well, I'll drive over there and, you know, say hello. We'll catch up and form a game plan for Friday. And, like, I show up and you're like, well, I already got Illinois checked off the list. I was like, dude, I didn't even pull out a rod yet. Like, what are you doing? You know? But I think it's cool, man, because, like, you don't care what the species is, whether it's a bluegill, a rock bass.
That's the thing, man. It's like the coolest thing about Illinois was, like, I showed up and you give me, you know, directions down to that place. And I hear you guys talk about Rocktown and all that. And I've been in around the PNF guys for a couple years now. And so when I got to go there and hit a Rocktown store there at the state park and caught some bluegill, I mean, that's as meaningful to me as a sturgeon, you know, just sure. Because I like to things to go first full circle, I guess. And it's all about the experience for me. So it's not always about just the fish. So yeah, I was like super excited about that. Very pleasant evening, got a cool little lake there and caught a bunch of bluegill. And then, you know, that made our day the next day pretty easy. So, yeah. Fun times.
You picked a good spot to camp too. I mean,
yeah. Oh yeah, that's beautiful out there. We really liked that campground. It was really super quiet and plenty of room. And
yeah, they got. I mean, with all the water, they got hiking trails, mountain biking trails. So they're, you know, the forest is pretty vast over there.
So there's a lot of turkeys there. We saw a lot of turkeys.
Yeah. They definitely know where to hide where people aren't getting them.
Yeah, rub it in Jay's face. Rub that one in.
I saw them in the Smokies too, like last week.
Yeah. Have you seen any bears? Have you seen bears yet?
No, I haven't, but the girlfriend has.
Isn't that the way it goes?
What?
In Tennessee?
Well, in the Smokies. Oh. Yeah, there's black bears out there. Well, and the neighbor told me like a couple years ago there was one house because there's just nothing but forest to like the side.
Okay.
So I mean, I assume there's other animals creeping about. Yeah.
Oh, we got John Big Daddy Rap in the house. He says three of my favorite peeps. What's up, John?
What's up, John?
Good to see you, brother.
Mr. Rap.
But no, it's cool, man, because like I've seen there were some guys I used to watch a little bit on YouTube where they were trying to catch I think it was a bass in the lower 48, maybe it was, or like maybe it was all 50. I'm not 100% sure. And I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. But then like, you know, I've thought about that and you and I have had that conversation too, is, you know, it's like, is there even bass in all 50 states? Like, is that even attainable? Whereas like, I think like you, man, you're just like, hey man, this is a new place. I don't care what it is dangling on my hook, but you know, let's just go out and try to get one hooked up, you know?
Yep. And I think people can really set themselves up for a bad time if they have like ridiculous expectations, you know, like if I had expectations of a monster fish in every state, either I'd spend a ton of money and time to do it, or I'd just have a lot of letdowns, you know, and I just, I'm okay with life coming at me as it comes. So, you know, sometimes it's a muskie, sometimes it's a bluegill, and that's fine with me. I'm having a blast.
Which is cool because you know, before you came over to Illinois, you were in Iowa, of all places, and caught a real nice muskie while you were out fishing there, man.
Yeah, that was a fun trip. I'd fished with that guide before up in Minnesota, and I'm not a muskie fisherman by any means, but he's an amazing guy. His name's Josh Borovsky. He's fished with the Lenders and all this, you know, he's filmed with them and stuff, and he just knows the game really well. And he can, we raised up one fish, and then I caught one on a rattle trap. And it's funny because I caught that on my bass gear, but like 2 days before he had emailed me and said, hey, if you guys are bringing any gear, bring some with you on the boat, cause we might do better on smaller tackle. And so that's what I did. I caught it on a rattle trap. And so he called it 2 days ahead of time. I mean, you can't argue with a guy like that. So I was really pleased. It was only 38 inches, but it was a healthy fish and he takes good pictures. So made it look bigger, but
yeah, I remember you telling me he had a whole method on how to take some photos, which was pretty interesting.
Yeah.
I thought.
Yeah, he puts it on burst, and then you hold it and you move it up and down side to side to get the best angle for that fish. So because you know some fish will be short but stout. So that one was actually a pretty stout fish, and you know on bass gear it was a lot of fun. So I'm really, really happy and got some good picks and had a blast. So I didn't catch anything on my birthday. The whole week, my birthday was Wednesday, and I caught nothing on my birthday. But I caught a couple walleye from the dock, actually, that he put us on. He said, if you go to this one dock and fish before I get there, you might catch some fish. And sure enough, I caught a couple walleye, and I'm like, man, I should keep these. And then out of the blue, a friend of ours, we have a church group at our house on Tuesday evenings. It's couples from our church.
Mm-hmm.
they'd been up to Erie and just had a mess of walleye and brought walleye down, and we just fried up walleye on Tuesday. And it's like, man, just God provides, you know. So it's funny how that stuff comes back around, you know.
Heck yeah. Heck yeah.
Yeah.
We got Richard DeVries in the chat from good old Eastport Marina. And he says, fishing every state is very cool. Have you caught a fish in every state so far? Which, Richard, you showed up late. You missed
to
your own.
So question. I'm at.
But what he says, any state without fish. So what states do you still have to check off?
That's crazy, man. Being at 34 is just mind blowing. Because now it's easier to count the ones I haven't than the ones I have, you know?
Sure.
But, the biggest, there's a couple like groups, like we talked about Idaho. I went past it and just didn't get to stop. So Idaho is kind of hanging out there in the middle of nowhere. And then of course, Alaska and Hawaii, those are the big ones that are going to cost me some money. And,
cost you a couple kidneys, half your liver. And,
right
foot.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if you guys know Wendy gave up a kidney, but I'm not doing all that. So,
yeah.
Sure. But anyway, yeah. So
are
then,
you saying your wife is a bigger man than you?
Yeah, I'm saying that. I'm saying that. Let's see. The other states are like the down south central. So, like Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Missouri, and Kansas, I think. Maybe Arkansas. So there's a big group right there. I haven't made that trip yet.
Sure.
And the others are up in the Northeast. So like all the New England states except for Maine, basically. So I already have Maine. Again, like you drive through a state and then you don't get to fish it. So I got to go back and recreate some things, but I'll get her done eventually.
I would love to go up to Maine. So beautiful up there.
I've been to Maine. I don't think I caught a fish in Maine, though. I know I caught one in Vermont. I don't think I've hit New Hampshire for fish.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
I mean, it's funny, man. Like, every time I talk to you, I'm like, I should figure out what states I've caught fish in. Mm. And I always lack on that. And, you know, it's one of those things. Our good friend Richie Lockery says, hit me up in Missouri. He's right there between.
Right on.
He's right there between Tenecomo and Table Rock.
Okay. And yeah. My father-in-law fished there one time. Isn't there like a big Bass Pro or something out there? And,
Yeah. Been in there several times. I actually camped out in the back of Richie's backyard one time for a KDF tournament. So, you know, the camping accommodations are nice for sure. You know, he even cut the lawn for us. I think he set right up on a burn pit or something. It was perfect.
It was like a full-on urban experience.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, he's way up on this bluff. He's got a cool setup there where he's at, man.
Sweet.
In a beautiful area. Beautiful area. If you've never been to Table Rock Lake, Jeff, I'm telling you, man, like that is one of the places to go. And I know you were throwing that bull shad the other weekend when you were out here.
Yeah, I had that. It's a Bait Sanity Explorer gill that Oliver and I turned me on to, and I really like it. I didn't catch anything on this trip, but
well, I'm telling you right now, you go stay with Richie, you're going to hear about swim baits from the time you enter his property to the time you leave.
That's right. We'll do that. You know, and I wasn't a disbeliever in the whole swim bait thing, but when I fished with Oliver and I caught so many fish on that Explorer gill, and he was catching them on other big baits too that I just didn't have the technique or something for.
Sure. But,
I'm a believer now, especially when I brought it home to this gravel pit I fish, you know, super clear water, pressured fish, smaller fish, and they just hammered it anyway. So like nice. As straight blade braid, no leader or nothing. And like they're hammering this, you know, 6-inch gill. I'm like, yeah, you know, once I get better with that thing, it's going to be a blast. So
Richie's puffing his chest out a little bit. He said, okay. just caught my first Depths 250 fish last week, which I'm assuming is a big swim bait. Yeah. 7 pounds, 8 ounces.
Nice. I think
it's probably like 15 ounces.
Yeah.
Like, alone.
Yeah. The bait. Yeah. It's probably a pound. So Richie probably left it in the mouth. It was really a 6-pound bass.
Yeah, I know. Seven. Like, way to exaggerate.
You said his biggest this year is 9 pounds, 1 ounce so far. This
wow.
year. Yeah. He catches some giants down there.
I don't even know what that's like.
Yeah.
Show off.
Yeah. These northern bass are killing us, guys. They're just killing us.
I know it. Well, it's like we were just watching a little YouTube action and some dude just caught a tank on there. What was that bass? 7?
Yeah, it was 7.
7
too.
Pounds and
it was LFG.
It's like I don't even know what that's like. I think 6 something is my biggest.
Me neither.
But so I mean, how do you feel your experience? We talked a little bit about Iowa. You got the muskie. You caught a couple different species there. So,
yep. I mean,
let's get the real feedback. This is time to kind of pump me up, Jeff.
Okay.
How great I am.
Yeah.
Jeez. Let me make some room for that head of yours.
Well, so you guys want some real talk?
Sure, Jeff. Lay it on us.
Okay. So
I did PayPal you that $100 before we started.
Yeah.
Listen, for you guys that have never like hung out or fished with Brian, like this is all real. My buddy Mark that went on the trip with me, he really enjoys fishing. He's the guy that did the boundary waters with me. Really, but he's an amazing man. He's a good Christian man. We've traveled with him a lot, his wife and my wife and I. But he is not much of an angler, and he just needs some time on the water, you know. And so two days in Iowa, and he's throwing those big heavy musky baits for 2 days, and you know, trying not to get discouraged. And so when we got on the boat with Brian on Friday, you know, it's like, let's put Mark up front with Brian. And I'll tell you what, man, whenever you decide to be a guide, Brian, like it'll come to you. You were so patient with him. And I mean, once I figured out which bait to throw, you guys caught a whole lot of fish. But just the amount of learning, like you were so patient with him and, you know, running the boat the whole time and fixing rods and reels and just teaching him about the lake and the fish. And he got more experience in that day, half day with you than he did 2 days of musky fishing, right? Because he'll be able to use that somewhere else. And mm-hmm. I can't say enough about you, man. I appreciate it and put my buddy on fish. And I mean, that's part of the experience for me. Like, I'll never forget the day that my buddy just slayed the rock bass. Like, it was.
we did have a small competition going. It was Team Schiller in the front versus Team Hep in the back. And I the rod maybe, well, in the morning, I picked up the rod maybe, I don't know, 6 or 7 times, if that. I saw a bass sitting on a bed and I'm like, I gotta toss to this, you know. Mm-hmm. And no, it was super cool, man, because you know, going back to what we were talking about, you didn't really care, like you don't care necessarily like what type of fish you are catching in each of these different states. And it was like what, the first 5-10 minutes of fishing, you had hooked into a rock bass and you're like, there you go. Skunks out of the boat. Got Wisconsin checked off. And I'm like,
right.
We just started. Like, we're not letting you leave Wisconsin with just a rock bass. And I mean, we proceeded to go on and catch probably 100 rock bass, a little exaggerated, but like it was a ton, but you know, you and Mark, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm bad with names.
That's all right.
Both got largemouth. Mark yep. one-upped you with a smallmouth that he pulled.
Yeah, but I mean, it wasn't part of it. We weren't smallmouth fishing, so it didn't do it.
That's funny. No. It doesn't count.
Yeah, I think he actually, by the end of the day, he beat me on all accounts. He beat me in numbers and size and number of species. But
well, not necessarily, because we came back to Illinois in the afternoon and we went out here on my home lake and you hooked into a nice pike.
Little
snot rocket, as Jay likes to call it. You know?
Yep.
But
he had his hands all over that thing too.
Yeah.
I was just thinking, enjoy that stink.
Oh, slimy little things.
Yeah. But I mean, that's like, because the Fish in the 50 is such a big goal, like I set like intermediate goals. And one of those is like to try to get 20 species every year, you know?
Okay. So,
I mean, I got like how many? I got five with you, I think. I mean, I got a pike, bluegill, rock bass, largemouth. So four I got with you. Then I got the walleye and the muskie up in Iowa. So there's just six.
Sure.
And I might not catch all those, you know, so around here.
So. Sure. So like, do you have a goal when you want to accomplish state number 50 by?
You know, I was following this guy named Fishing the 50, and we messaged back and forth, and I follow his page, and he roots me on and stuff. He's already got his 50 in.
Okay.
And he told me it took him like 8 years or something. So I'm like, well, he's catching a lot bigger fish than me, so I just got to do it faster. I got to beat him and do it sooner than 8 years. But I've kind of just let go of that. Well, first of all, it's kind of top secret or whatever, but wife and I have something, maybe some opportunity coming up that might slow down my fishing for a little bit. So we'll see where that goes. But anyway, and then the job will take me, you know, work for the National Park Service now. So the job will take me a lot of places, but not very fast.
Sure.
So I'm like, I'll let them pay for it. So I'm gonna lean into that a little bit and try to get, because I have a project up at Acadia this year, got projects at Statue of Liberty. So I'll try to get up into the Northeast and hit some of those states this year, and then maybe change branches and get to some of the other parks in the next few years. So, you know, I wanted to get done fast, but now I'm just to the point where I'm just enjoying it, you know, and trying to balance things out. You know, there for a while, it was like, I was so heavy into it that I couldn't enjoy other things because I was so focused on a state, and then your trip becomes all about the fishing, and you know, there's other things in life. I like to hike and camp and hunt and other things too, you know, and my wife likes to travel, and my kids like these urban, like they like the cities. Like I don't want to go to cities at all, but they love it, you know. So
sure,
occasionally we got to go to a city. So
I get it. It's well, it's interesting. So Acadia National Park, that's in Maine, if you didn't know.
Yep.
I didn't
think you did. That's why I mentioned it. Beautiful place. Absolutely beautiful. I recommend it to anybody. One of the things that I'll never forget is a road trip we did as a kid, but absolutely stunning place, man. Super beautiful. But I mean, that's it, right? Like I get where you're coming from, like that work life fishing balance. It's tough.
Yep.
Especially when you got big goals like what you're talking about, you know.
Yep.
Fishing in all 50 states.
Yep.
You know, like I was thinking about it, I think it was yesterday, maybe even today, like how fortunate I've actually been in past 4 years, dude. Like, think of all the places we've gone and fished together. I've gone personally. Like, it's just crazy to think about, man, you know? But my work, family, fishing life hasn't always been definitely balanced, you know?
Right.
It's suffered in some places and whatnot, but, I've been super fortunate, you know?
Yep.
So, I mean, out of the list of states that you still have yet to hit, like what's top of the list? Like what's the one that you're most looking forward to?
So I would say probably Texas and Alaska, New Jersey, and Hawaii. So Alaska, I just want to do the whole thing. Like, I want to have enough time and money to do the whole Alaska experience, you know, with the halibut and maybe a big pike, you know, like all those things that they got up in Alaska, that just all the species we don't have, and, you know, doing some offshore stuff and some inshore. And so I want to do all that. And the big salmon, I'd love to get a big salmon up there. But I just want to have time to do all that. Texas, I want to do alligator gar on the Trinity River. Like,
okay.
Like some states I'll kind of like, I'll compromise, or just like, I'll be, it is what it is, but that's on the list, man. I'm doing that, or I'm not doing Texas, you know? And then I want to get into a big redfish down in, I think there's a town called Venice, Louisiana, that is a big fishing town there. I think I'd like to get off of there and get into the reds. And then, and I don't know where I'm going to finish yet. We'll just see how life works out. But I like, because I went to New Jersey on a trip with my kids and went to the statue a few years ago, and we hit it from the New Jersey side, and I stopped and got bait, but I didn't catch anything from shore. I had like an hour or two, like fishing off the rocks and like nothing. And so I think if I caught a New Jersey striper, like with the Statue of Liberty behind me and a 30, 40 inch striper, that'd probably be a pretty good ending for me. I don't know. I mean, maybe we'll get into billfish or something somewhere big, you know, something big out in Hawaii, finish there. I don't know. We'll see.
No, it's all unique, man. I mean, that's the thing. It's hard because you could probably go through all the states you have and think of like an epic ending in each state, right? I mean, there's cool fishing everywhere. And a lot of people don't think of some of the stuff you're talking about. Like, I mean, I know we had Josh Dolan on the podcast and he caught a huge alligator gar down there in Texas, but like, you know, that's not somebody's like go-to thing to go chase and catch, you know, which is super cool. And that's why I like what you do. You know, you try to vary it up, you know, it's not like you're just going chasing the biggest largemouth you can find. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Right.
Which, don't get me wrong, that's still cool in its own right. But, you know, the fact that, you know, you're like, oh, I go chase a big alligator gar, a huge striped bass in front of the Statue of Liberty. That's all super cool stuff to do, man.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's variety. I'm big on the variety and kind of enjoying each state. Like we got big stripers in this little lake out here close to me. I've never caught one yet, but they put broodstock in there that they use for the state or something, but there are big ones in there. So, I mean, I could go catch big stripers if I put some time into it, but it's not like catching them, you know, an ocean fish, you know, coming up and that whole experience, you know? So I'm just trying to enjoy each state and let each state be its own thing. And, I think eventually I'll have to like pick something and like settle into it. An angler that can either be a guide service or anything like that, I have to pick a species or a lake and go for it. But I don't have to make that decision just yet. So I'm just kind of doing a whole bunch of things, which makes me not really good at any one thing yet, but I'm having fun.
Out of all the species that like you mentioned, you'd want to catch, like which one's the one that you, like, if you could only chase one of those species out of one of those states, like, what would it be?
Oh, boy, I don't know. You just rocked my world with that question, man. I don't. that's like the opposite of where my mind is at right now, is to have to do one thing. I'm just not ready. I'm not prepared to make a decision like that. If I had to pick a fish and stick to it, I just chase big smallies everywhere. But,
well, what's like your bucket list species that you haven't caught yet?
I want a true trophy pike. I want a big northern, like Great Slave Lake, like 45, 50 inch pike, man. I mean,
so disappointed in you both. Such better fish to catch.
I don't know, man. That's a big fish and it fights.
It is big, but like, well, what's your bucket list fish?
I don't know.
A 40, 50 inch pike.
No, because I've already done that. But and I already caught a nice sturgeon, so I don't have to. And actually, that was kind of an unexpected type of bucket list fish. But I think I would really like to get into some big trout.
Okay,
maybe catch. I mean, that's really foreign to me still.
Sure.
And now opportunities have changed, so maybe I'll be able to do that.
Okay.
But I mean, just learn about the trout species in general.
Sure.
We were talking, like, because I'm gonna hit up JD, soon, so we can do that hike in the Smokies and fly fish some of the creeks and everything, and just kind of learn, because I kind of I would think he's more of the, I'm gonna use this word, this term loosely, because I'm sure you would say that, but expert opinion on that. But he's done a lot of research into the type of trout that are up there,
and he's got a lot of experience with it.
Yeah, and he's thriving in it. So who better to go with, to teach you about that kind of stuff, plus, with the whole experience of just being up in the Smokies and just enjoying it. But yeah, trout have always kind of eluded me, just to the extent, probably because I'm too lazy to chase them, and too, it's just, I don't know. They're just not really prevalent in Illinois, right?
Well, yeah. Yeah. I mean, the closest legit trout streams to here is Southeast Wisconsin, which, from where we're sitting right now, is like a good 2-hour drive.
Yeah, but I have caught rainbow trout in the DuPage.
Yes, stockers.
Okay. Well, I don't know the difference between those either. Like,
it's like going to a trout pond, bro.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's probably where they came from too, because there's a trout pond right beside there, and then if the river overflows,
well, I'm sure that's exactly where it came from. A little different, right? Like you're talking about more of like a, I don't know if they're necessarily native to that area, but they're there, they live there. It's not like Illinois' trout program where they stock a pond and it gets fished.
Yeah, dude, immediately people show up. Yeah, it's insane. Yeah. Catfish too, for that matter.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. For sure. Yeah, no, I hear you, man. I mean, if I had one bucket list fish and way to catch it, it'd be a tarpon on the Keys, the flats down on the Keys
on a fly. Yeah, that'd be amazing.
Yeah,
I took a trip with a guy down there and caught a tarpon on spinning rod on a just floating a crab.
Yeah.
And that was a blast, but man, I'd love to have the skill on a fly rod to do that. And that's Isla Mirada is beautiful. It's just the Keys down there, just awesome. Mm-hmm. If I had to pick a spot from what I know today, and I had to pick a spot that I was going to move and live, and I could afford it, I'd go to Isla Mirada. So,
come on, man, you got millions stashed up.
There you go.
You don't have to be bashful, bro. I got a wife, kids, a puppy now.
I would say, I would say too. I mean, have you fished Florida then by now?
A few times, yeah.
A few times you've caught fish. But so when I went down there, to basically just fish fresh water. And we stayed in this hotel off of, Old Tampa Bay?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And when we got there, I immediately went outside and looked out back, and I was like, look at all those rocks. I'm like, oh, my God. I'm like, so I go down there. And then I quickly learned that if you fish the tides in the morning and the evening, and I'm throwing, I had an ultralight, a 4-pound test. Of course, I had fresh water. I was just screwing around.
Meps, man.
Yeah. It's like, the rooster tail.
Yeah.
But I was throwing the rooster tail. I brought in like a 20-inch snook, like up to the rocks, but it was like getting dark and I didn't really know what I had because, I mean, salt water is like foreign to me. The spinners and like little cranks, they were like bringing in fish. I brought in like a jack, puffer fish, some other stuff. I had to go get one of those maps, or not maps, but one of the picture like laminated things, so I know what I'm catching.
What species it was.
Yeah, because I mean, you just don't know what you're going to bring in, but you can knock off a ton of species.
Yeah.
Just doing that. You know, yep. But it was fun. I mean, I did more of that than I did freshwater.
Oh, yeah. I mean, a rooster tail, like,
yeah.
The rooster tail has saved my bacon, caught me fish in so many states. Like, rooster tail is amazing. If I were to ask for sponsors, it'd be rooster tail and rattle trap.
Yeah.
And I would I'd be pretty much set for life, you know.
Those always seem to catch a fish, man.
They do. People laugh at them, but yep. Whatever, man. Oh, They'll catch trout. Trout too. The stalkers, at least.
I mean, these guys laugh at me with the ultralight. I'm like, I'm telling you,
it's a blast.
I saved my butt in a tournament once.
Yeah.
I'm not denying that, man. Like, is it the inline spinner in general, whether it's a Meps or a Panther Martin, whatever, like it gets the job done on multiple species of fish. Yep. It's like the Senko, right?
Yeah.
Like, you know, you can catch anything on a Senko.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not discounting you guys.
Yeah. I caught my trophy pike on a number of Meps.
I mean, if I was in the position to, you know, travel around, fish all 50 states, like Meps would be one of the baits I'm tying on, you know, half the time for sure.
Yep.
So.
Yep. Inline. It's the way to go. Throw everything out. Just grab an inline.
That's Jay's way.
All that fancy stuff you guys are carrying, you only use two baits the whole day.
$20 jackhammers getting bit off by pike and things like that.
It's all fake.
Yeah. Just go to the inline.
That's right. Just go get some rooster tails. You'll be fine.
Oh, that's great. That's great, man. Well, what other states do you have on the docket for this year, man? Like, how many more are you planning on checking off this year? Do you got any, or you're not sure yet? Or
well, I probably get a couple when I go up northeast. I got two projects up that way, and I'm hoping to get one or two, three, maybe. We'll see how it goes. My trips are pretty short, so when they send me to a park, it's like one day meeting that I have to give a pre-bid meeting or a pre-construction meeting. So we'll see. We'll see if I can get another three or four in this year. I just can't believe, like, as I approach 40, I think the 40 number will really just blow my mind. You know what I mean?
Sure.
'Cause I think I'll be counting down then at that point. And wow. So I've been kind of on it. Like, if I can get a handful per year, I've been pretty happy with that. So,
yeah, I mean, you can't complain, dude. I mean, even knocking three off the list every year, that's a huge accomplishment, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, yep. Especially with gas prices nowadays. But
pulling that camper into the wind, Iowa is windy. There is nothing. Oh, Ray Liotta died.
Yes.
Yes, he did.
Saw that.
So, yeah, we were just out there at the Field of Dreams in Iowa. And I'll post the video here shortly, but I took a rod. I had a rod rigged up with a Senko, and I took it and I pitched it from the pitcher's mound across. It was just a bit outside, but so I got some video of me throwing a Senko across the Field of Dreams.
That's hilarious.
But yeah, so then Ray Liotta died. I couldn't believe that. I was like, man, we were just out there. So
super bummer, man. What a phenomenal career that gentleman had, for sure.
Right? Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he was in some big movies. Big movies.
Huge movies. I mean, Henry Hill, dude. How do you beat that?
Forget about it.
Goodfellas. Forget about it. Forget about it.
And so the town we were in, Clear Lake, Iowa, that's where Buddy Holly crashed. So they got the little crash site memorial we went out to. And I don't know. That's what I love about seeing the country, man. Like, just stopping at all those tourist traps and, you know. Well, and then I found out, like, so I stopped at Herbert Hoover's birthplace, and my family has claimed for years that we're related to Herbert Hoover. So I found a book that supposedly proves it. So I've got that on order. And then Yeah, maybe my end of career job will be like be a park ranger at Herbert Hoover's house or something.
I was going to say, do you get to, like, if you prove that, do you get some kind of like presidential benefit?
I don't know, man. I don't know. That'd be pretty cool.
Lost will that we'll be able to cash in on.
Yeah, he wasn't all that popular of a president, unfortunately. But Hoover had a cabin at the bottom of Shenandoah National Park, and that's where he went trout fishing. So I got to fish out there last year, but I did not catch a trout because I suck at trout fishing. So someday I want to do that too. Like, trout fishing in the mountains is like, yeah, they're not big fish, man, but what a gorgeous place and way to do it. And really takes a lot of skill, honestly. Like, all fishing takes some skill, but like trout fishing is just so much in the presentation and
trout, like, put yourself in the. Yeah, trout are super, super smart fish. In their eyesight, my dog's like looking at me like, what? You just said my name. My dog's name is Trout.
Trout for just those moved that over here.
He's like, what are they talking about me for? Like, I'm so impressed. Like, I've spent some time out in Colorado fishing Colorado River, the Blue River, things like that, fly fishing for trout. And, like, some of the flies that we use are a size 24, size 22. Tiny. Like, tiny. And, like, I have a hard time seeing the hole to tie my knot.
Yeah.
It, let alone like seeing the actual fly itself. Like, I don't understand how a fish that is like a hundredth of my size can see that tiny little thing moving through fast moving water. You know what I mean? And some days that slight color difference in match the hatch comes from fly fishermen, because you know, trout are primarily seeking after insects in the water. And if you don't have that color pattern right, or the pattern itself right, like, you're not going to get bit. But if you have it matched, you're going to slam fish all day long. And still to this day, it blows my mind. Their brain is less than the size of a pea.
Like, their brain is smaller than the fly you're throwing at them, you know?
Exactly. Well, about the same size. About the same size, roughly. Yeah. About the same size as the three brain cells I have left, but you know, who's counting? But you know, you're right, man. It's trout are such a tricky, tricky species. You know, don't get me wrong. Like, the pond fed trout, like, that get stocked around here, like, you can throw a piece of corn or a ball of yarn at them and they're going to go after it, you know, but you know, when you get into like natural habitat for trout and rivers and things like that, they are super, super picky and definitive. Like, it's interesting to me.
Yep.
Like, guys, I mean, a lot of fly fishermen have spent their whole lives like studying bugs just so that way they can figure out how to catch these fish. And it's just, it's incredible to me. So,
I mean, just throw a rooster tail.
Yeah, I was gonna say, just go out there with a rooster tail.
Why are we overthinking this, people?
Because that's not the
everyone
way,
wants
man.
To be so fancy. Just throw a rooster tail and shut up.
Right.
That's another thing about my journey is because I do whatever, whenever. Like, I don't care. Like, you can't tell me like I'm not a purist, so you can't tell me that a rooster tail is not legit. So I really. If I'm going to throw a rooster tail, I'm going to do it, you know, which is nice because people get so wrapped up in their identity of like, well, I'm a fly angler and I couldn't possibly throw a rooster tail, you know.
And that's just it, right? Like, I know a guy in Wisconsin there. He's well known for catching huge trout out of these small chalk streams. And sometimes he'll do it on a fly rod. Sometimes he'll do it on a spinning rod. He doesn't care. He's catching fish. And at the end of the day, that's what the important thing is, right? Like, you're going out there enjoying the outdoors and catching fish. Doesn't matter how you do it. Like, unless you're, what's that guy's name? Michael Long, snagging fish off of beds. Then I got a problem with it. But if you're going out with a tub of worms, man, like, I don't care. You're out there enjoying it and having a good time. That's what matters, you know?
Yep, exactly.
For sure, man. But, Yeah, man. I mean, we're kind of tailing down here at the end, man. Like, shout out, like, where people can follow you. I know you got a YouTube channel, all that good stuff, man. Like, throw it out there for the good folks.
Yeah, I mean, you know, so I've been doing, like, the chaplain thing for you guys. Like, so if anybody just wants to just friend me on Facebook, I will pretty much accept your friend request if you have a fish picture. So that's a good way to get a hold of me. Just, you know, if anybody ever needs to talk about anything, cause you know, I've been through some ups and downs in my life and my deployment and all that. So first off, you know, hit me on Facebook, but I spend a lot of time on Instagram at fishthe50. And I have a YouTube channel out there somewhere, and I don't get to it as much as I would like to, but yeah. Yeah, hit me up anytime. I love to meet new people and hear about their locations. And, you know, I dream about these stuff for years at a time, you know. So that's how, you know, getting to know the country.
Bless you.
Thank you. Bless you.
No, it's super cool, man. I look forward to seeing you finally cross that milestone, checking off the 50th fish or 50th state, and
that's gonna be crazy, isn't it?
We're gonna have a big party. It'll be like a big welcome home party in your hometown.
Yeah,
there you go.
This is a great question.
People don't know me here, so it doesn't matter. You know.
I'm the Well, this is a great question, right? Because we talked about that work life home balance and everything, and with what you're doing, right? What does your wife think about you trying to accomplish catching a fish in all 50 states? Does she think you're just absolutely nuts, or does she support you 100%?
She supports me 110%. She's behind me on everything. The only thing is she doesn't fish. So yeah. Like sometimes I got to get that balance right. Like that we were talking about, like some trips, I just got to not even pack a rod and like, we're going to do something else and enjoy what my wife and fam wants to do. And, but my wife and I have been like, we're the kind of couple that we kind of take turns, like, you know, whether it be she, you know, finished nursing school and then, I joined the Army and then she got her bachelor's degree, you know, kind of back and forth, and we just support each other through the years. So, she's been totally behind me. I'm sure she'll be happy to see it done eventually, but we're getting there.
Sorry, we got a guest intruding on the old set here.
That's all right.
Little kitten, but no, it's super cool, man, and she does make one hell of a cup of coffee.
So I won't give out too much, but we're looking at maybe doing a little bit of storefront down in our hometown and maybe having some coffee and some other stuff. Yeah.
Even more reason to come to Ohio. I like it.
Yeah, there ain't a whole lot.
I know it's, some of the guys that, you know, our guys on Paddle and Fin that are from Ohio, they say the same thing, man. If it wasn't for some of the cool rivers that they have out there, they're like, God, we'd have nothing to fish.
It's just, it's crowded and dirty, but
you make do with what you got, man.
That's right. That's right.
But, it's super cool, man. And super fortunate to have you cross through here on your way back home from Iowa, dude. It was a super blast. I'm glad we were able to check those two states off for you and just keep the gears in motion and making the 50 happen. You know what I mean?
Yep. We're getting closer. We're getting closer.
And side note, Team Schiller did win the day. So just saying, Jeff.
Okay.
Okay. It was good stuff, brother.
Yes, sir.
We appreciate you taking the time away from the family tonight, brother, to sit down and talk with us. Boys, girls, those of you listening at home or on the podcast, be sure to go look Jeff up and follow him on Instagram at fishthe50. He's always posting some cool content. He's always in some unique spots of the country and doing some cool stuff, man. And we just appreciate you and everything you've done for us, Paddle and Finn, both on a personal level and, you know, the podcast as a whole with our events. You've been a huge help with that, man. And we can't say thank you enough to you for all you've done for us. So super grateful for you, brother.
I appreciate you guys so much too. I mean, what a great trip and getting to see everybody, get to see Chris and sorry I missed Jay, but I'm glad he's up there to hang out with you guys. And so, yeah, I'm just super blessed, man. I mean, I've got a blessed life. And
I can send him to you next, bro.
There you go. Ohio's kind of on the way.
It's all, yeah, it's like almost on the way. Yeah.
No,
I think there's a portion where I'm in like, what's it called, Cincinnati for like a second.
Oh, yeah, you do go through that way, right? Yeah.
It, right. I generally go around, but sometimes you go through it.
Sure.
I just do what Google tells me.
Yeah, well, it's goofy around Indianapolis right now because I know they got part of the expressway closed over there going through Indy. But, yeah, no, I hear you on that. But thank you again, brother. We appreciate you. Guys, gals, tuning in. You can always catch us every Thursday night, 7 Central, 8 Eastern, 5 o'clock out on the West Coast. And we're here doing live shows every Thursday, Jay and I. Definitely me most of the time, Jay.
What?
No, you're settled in now. You're settled in now, right? for the most
part. Yeah, for the most part.
Jay moved to Tennessee. He's up visiting. Son graduates this weekend.
Yeah.
My daughter graduated Monday. Shout out to all the 2022 graduates out there. Congratulations on your guys' accomplishments. And look forward to seeing what this next generation brings to the world.
Yeah, me too.
Could be good. It could be bad. No. Good kids, man. We both got really good kids. We're fortunate. So, but Jeff, thank you again. Boys and girls, we will see you next week. As always, tight lines, smooth paddle. Peace. Thanks for tuning in to another killer episode here on Paddle and Fin. Be sure to drop a 5-star rating, a thumbs up, or smash that subscribe button on any platform you're listening in on. Be sure to check us out on Waypoint TV, waypointtv.com. Make sure you sign up for the Fantasy Kayak Fishing League at paddleandfin.com/fantasy. You could support this show through Patreon, patreon.com/paddleandfin. Don't forget to check out the website, paddleandfin.com. Catch us on YouTube. If you got a question, comment, or want to see a future guest on the show, be sure to email us at paddleandfin@gmail.com. Shout out to our show supporters, Yak Gadget. You can check out all the fine kayak accessories at yakgadget.com. Pelican Professional. For all your cases, coolers, and lighting needs, go to pelican.com. Rocktown Adventures. Your Midwest premier paddle sports destination. Go to rocktownadventures.com. Eastport Marina, the beautiful destination on Dale Hollow Lake. If you're looking for lodging, kayaks, kayak accessories, or anything fishing related on the beautiful Dale Hollow Lake, go to eastport.info. And Jigmasters Jigs. When in doubt, get the jig out. Go to jigmasters.com and fill your tackle boxes today.